How do you see yourself fitting into this offense?
I don't know. Yeah, we're still in OTA, so we'll see how that goes down the line.
What do you think of the group, running back group that you're working with?
A lot of the guys are really close, you know, and they brought me in, you know, me and Leon, they brought us in, you know, we do a lot of things together, you know, on and off the field. So, you know, I mean, it's nice to know that, you know, just because you're the new guy, you know, they take you in just like anybody else.
What would you say your style is to people who have never seen you play or Patriot fans who don't know about you?
I mean, I'm just a big physical running back, you know, me being the size that I am, you know, it's good for me, you know, and the style that I use to run the football. So, you know, let's just say downhill physical running back, you know, kind of old school.
How are you learning this offense?
It's coming along, you know, it's just, you know, everything is new, you know, especially for me. So it's coming along well, and I'm going to continue to try to learn as much as I can, you know, while we're here.
None of us have learned an NFL offense. Is it real complex? Is it a lot of studying at this point? What do you do?
Oh, yeah, definitely. You got to do a lot of studying, you know, with Tom and all the other quarterbacks here. Everybody that's been here for a while kind of know this, so you know you get thrown into the fire. So as long as you stay in your playbook and just keep up with everybody else as OTAs go along, then I'll be good.
Did the trade surprise you?
I mean, I really don't pay too much attention to it. You know, if it happens, it happened. If it didn't, it didn't. You know, I'm just, like I said, I'm here to play football. You know, I love the game, and this is what I want to do. So, I mean, whether it's here or anywhere else.
Do you feel curious if you, did you request the trade?
Next
that's
question.
Looking like a, that's looking like a yes.
Do you feel as though you still have something to prove?
Yeah, I'm going to always feel like I have something to prove, you know. It's just as a football player and as a competitor, I just always feel like I'm going to have something to prove.
So what did you learn? I mean, obviously you're a featured back 1 year, and then the next year you're in a reserve role. I'm just curious what you learned from how to handle yourself professionally, maybe.
It's a business, you know. There's some things that you can't control, you know, and things like that, you know, you come up on. You know, thing, you know, a good back like Doug, and you know, he's an amazing running back. So you can't really put it into words like, you know, how you feeling. So I just kind of, you know, play my role and do what I had to do.
Not really.
I like Coach Belichick. I've liked him, you know, since I met him the first time, and he's an amazing guy, and he's, you know, he knows everything that he's talking about, and he's going to tell you exactly how it is. He's not going to sugarcoat anything, and he's going to tell you exactly what he wants. He has high expectations for this team, so, you know, I'm just trying to get aboard and stay to where he wants me to be at.
Did it make it easier in making that adjustment and having Coach Chiano last year, maybe a similar style?
You know, as far as I know, him and Coach Chiano are really good friends. So I mean, style of coaching, I can't really compare. But like I said, he's a pretty straightforward guy. He doesn't sugarcoat anything. He's just, you know, everybody that's been here knows what he expects.
Do you have any New England connections? Family, friends?
The person that I'm closest to here is Tlaib, and that's because I played with him at Tampa for a few years. So.
Even helping you transition into the system a little bit, or
me and him just kind of just hang out or whatever. He plays DB, so can't really help me do anything. But me and him are just cool. We just tired. It's just nice to know that I have somebody here that I've known for a few years.
Did you hear from him after the trade, or did you dial him up, so to speak?
Me and him kept in contact. You know, from when he left till all the way till now. So. He's one of my good friends, so we've always kept in contact.
So players who move around the league, you move over to here, is this sort of the promised land? There's a chance they're always good, and there's a chance you'll get to the next level?
You never know. You know, this is a good league. You know, all 32 teams are good. You know, and you know, you never know what can happen, so we're just gonna take it a day at a time, and hopefully, you know, we get to whatever we're expecting to get at.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.